I see people that look really cute, like you, pregnant.
Did you ever look that cute?
I looked fat. I just looked fat.
So I'm here with two of my coworkers who are also pregnant, Mary and Desair.
I'm having a girl.
Yay.
Yeah.
It's a boy. I keep saying, I don't know what I'm going to do with that thing. I'm like, that whole penis thing, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's a lot going on.
You have a penis right now.
It's right inside me.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It's weird.
That baby, it's like, that's part of me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the most beautiful child I've ever laid eyes on. And you'll be in love for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
In love. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Ashley. And that's my family and a few coworkers. Everyone loves to tell me their pregnancy stories now. It's kind of like I've joined the club now so I can know the secrets, which is kind of the way I feel. I've come into my own now. This is my time that I have to hear these pregnancy stories. And I want to know because I want to know what's going on in my body. So far, it's been weird, exciting, terrifying, and a fun experience. So let me tell you about it. This is Due Date, my uncensored journey through pregnancy. I'm gonna need to breathe. It's funny even recording this morning because, one, I'm excited that we're recording in the morning because I'm usually exhausted and dead by the end of the day. But two, I'm also out of breath all the time because the baby's crowding my lungs. So you'll probably just hear me gasping for breath throughout this. It's new territory for me to share a story using my voice, so this whole process is a little intimidating for me. I also have had people tell me that my voice has like a vocal fry and it doesn't necessarily sound the greatest, but I want to put it all out there because I feel like it's worth it, and I want this story to be real and raw and with my vocal fry and all.
In a quarter mile, use the left two lanes to turn left on the Virginia 286 South.
Okay. You are going to make a left.
That's my husband, Curtis.
And it's light.
286 South.
For me, submit new hospital registration information. At that, you just fill in the information with your due date. They have options to tour the labor and delivery unit.
Initially, the first couple of weeks of pregnancy, I was scared that something was wrong with the baby. And I still have those fears just because you can't see your baby and you don't exactly know what's going on in your body. And you want to make sure that you're doing everything right. And you hear all these horror stories. And at this last appointment that we had, we were able to see so much of the baby. And I just kept asking the doctor, does everything look okay? Does the face look okay? Does the nose look okay? Does it look like there's a cleft palate or anything? And you just don't know, you know?
Quarter mile, turn left onto Herndon Parkway.
And then just a couple more weeks, and then we find out the baby's gender.
You gotta be a lot closer to that mic. I'm pretty sure. Like this, not like underneath.
It is June 12th.
Don't eat it.
So a little bit about me. I'm 26. I recently got a new job, moved to a new place, and found out I'm pregnant. I'm from Pennsylvania, which is like 4 hours away from my new home and my new job in D.C. And my husband, Curtis, who typically works there about 5 out of 7 days a week.
So what are you most excited about during the pregnancy?
Just seeing the baby, and I think it kind of hits home that it is real. At first it was kind of, didn't really look like much, but now it's starting to look like a human being, so I'm excited. And it's getting realer and realer, if that is grammatically correct.
Thank you. past couple of months, it's definitely been awkward carrying around a microphone and pushing it in people's faces, but everyone seems to be pretty game.
You wouldn't want to go by my experiences. They're way too strange.
That's my mom, Debbie.
You made my next 20-some years very happy, to say the least. And your father's.
My mom, my aunt, my husband Curtis, they've all gotten on board, which has been great. So I prepared my family that I was coming equipped with mics to our 4th of July picnic because I wanted to get their reaction to seeing me pregnant for the first time.
Hey,
look at you. How are
you? When she walked through the door, I said, can I touch your baby?
Look how sweet.
Yeah, look at their little baby.
All so excited.
Yeah. I had a little baby bump around July 4th, so I walked in to my aunt's Southern Pennsylvania home out in cornfield country.
We want to go shopping right now. That's our buy.
Anytime you get my aunts and their friends together in a room, they're always laughing, so I was definitely expecting it to be really fun and silly. They aren't shy about sharing intimate details.
They say Christians like sex too.
Yeah, really. Let's be real here. God, they started at a very young age.
I don't know if we ever knew this about our mothers.
Oh, wow. Okay, here we go.
It took a little while to get them to focus, but we got through it.
The only glow I had was puke. That was it.
I got the whole experience. I didn't want to leave anything out because I was only one child.
Let's do everything.
Yes.
Might as well do a C-section too.
Right. Yes. This would make it more exciting.
Give me the whole buffet.
I really was thinking about this interview.
If you guys can think back when you got pregnant, do you remember when it hit you that there's actually a person that's inside of you that's going to be coming? Because I feel like, especially first when I first got pregnant, I feel like people are still asking me, how are you doing? How are you feeling? And to me, I know there's a baby in there, but I feel like it's not a person yet. Like, I know it's a person.
But yeah.
I don't know what this person's going to be like. I can't even feel this person quite yet.
Yes.
The first time you see him or her, that feeling, you know, there's certain feelings in this world, falling in love is an awesome feeling, you know, or the first time you have your independence, the first time you see your first child, there's no words. And the love you immediately feel is amazing.
Really fortunate that my family is willing to share. They love talking about anything and they'll laugh about anything. I just want to bring them all closer to me. So I just need them to scoot a little bit closer to my one-bedroom apartment because I'm going to need some help.
I still want to do that mommy thing. You know, I should be there to protect you, to feed you, to make sure you have a good place to lay down at night. And that's a hard thing. You never know. It's like still you haven't cut that umbilical cord. You can't. It's like it's that attachment. And I didn't even birth this child. This one is my adopted child. I know no difference. They're the same. It's a lot of things we have to go through when we commit to be a parent. That's not all the easy, an easy road. But you still love them no matter what. You know, the same. You love them just the same as the one that does good and the one that's doing good. You still love them the same.
Exactly.
I heard it takes a village to raise a child, so I'm forming one. Due Date is a podcast series leading up to my, you guessed it, due date. New episodes are out every Friday on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. Connect with me on Twitter at Ashley May Tweets.